Melinda presents this unabridged recording of Buddhism for Pet Lovers, supporting our closest companions through life and death. Written and read by David Mickey. Chapter 1: How Dogs and Cats Came into Our Lives. The presence of pets in our lives is something we often take for granted. But for most of the 200,000 years that humans have lived on Earth, our lives have not been enmeshed with those of other species in the way they are today. To understand where we find ourselves now, it's helpful to take a brief look at where we have come from, how we and our closest companions, in particular our most popular pets, dogs and cats, first came into contact, the challenges our relationships have faced along the way, and how we have recently begun to witness the convergence of cognitive scientists, neurobiologists, ethologists, behaviorists, and others exploring the intriguing and multidimensional world of animal consciousness. Man's first friend. Dogs came into our lives around 15,000 years ago. In those days, we were Stone Age cave dwellers, and they were wolves. Canis lupus is the Latin name for a wolf, and today's dog, Canis lupus familiaris, is genetically almost identical. I sometimes marvel at the fact that little Trixabel, the pampered chihuahua in the Diamante collar, is, to all intents and purposes, a miniature wolf. The familiaris at the end of the Latin name gives the key to how Trixabel, rather than some other wolf, came to find herself ferried around town in a Prada handbag. Sometime in the distant past, the wolves hanging around Stone Age settlements to pick at charred remains became friendly with the Flintstones, more familiaris. Perhaps it was the world's first rescue pups who began the integration of wolves with human society. Hard though it may be for us to imagine today, until very recently, wolves were extremely common. In the United States and Mexico alone, before the arrival of Europeans, an estimated 1 million wolves roamed the continent. By 1930, they had been wiped off 95% of their land. If wolves initiated the domestication process, becoming man's first friend, they were well served by some important canine abilities. Dogs are natural alarm systems and guards, alerting their human family to the approach of other people and potential predators. They are playmates for children, living vacuum cleaners for caves and huts, sources of warmth on a cold winter night, trackers and guides for food, and natural hunting partners. In the wild, wolves need to be tuned in to where the attention of their fellow pack members is focused. In the same way, dogs know exactly where a person's attention is placed. Throw a stick for a dog before setting off in a different direction, and the dog will return with the stick to wherever you are facing. Without training, a dog will understand what you mean when you point somewhere, a nonverbal cue that even some primates don't follow.